Live from Glamptown, it's the Joe and Alex Show.
I feel so freaking American right now. Like all these people coming by, entering the Indianapolis Motor Speedway right now, getting ready for Carb Day. The gates are open, just lines for days, and everybody's wearing their red, white, and blue, looking so good. I hope they're wearing sunscreen because I can already feel like the left side of my my body is who's that one guy like from the Terminator where half his stuff gets melted off? That's like me right now.
I'm the
like
wrong
the evil
person
guy.
Has that.
I can feel like my whole left side's gonna be like burnt and red. I wanted to tell some jokes. Is that a possibility here? They're backwards jokes. Someone kind of give you the punchline first, then, like, the question.
Okay, it's kind of weird, but I'm down.
Well, work with me here. Well, I'll try my best. If they're not funny, you can be honest. How about this? The answer, you can't touch this. The question, name an MC Hammer jam and what Melania says when Donald reaches for her hand. Yeah, you can't touch this. Is that good?
Okay, I get it.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so I'm kind of give it to you at the end. So here we go. The answer, James Comey and Melania Trump. The question, name two people who've tried to avoid the president. Don't worry, these aren't all political today. Okay, the answer, touchdown celebrations and people who hate the Patriots. The question, name two things you'll be seeing more of this coming NFL season.
I love the Patriots. I shouldn't say that too loud. No. Next to Barstool Sports.
Yeah, I know. You're going to make Pat all upset. I think I actually see Pat emerging. Maybe we can get him on the show this morning. Our buddies at Barstool, I believe it's Midwest or Heartland, are set up right next to us. That's pretty dope. Let's get a couple more of these right here. The answer, Showtime and Katy Perry. The question, name two things with Twin Peaks.
Good Lord.
Boom. Boobies. And final one right here. Kind of thought about my dogs on this one. The answer, a fixed income. The question, what do vets specializing in spaying and neutering have?
Oh, my gosh.
Those good? No? Should I never do that again?
They're good.
Okay. I'm just trying right there. The Joe and Alex Show, we are broadcasting live today from Glamptown. Not everything I do is good. Most of it actually is pretty bad. I want to give a shout-out to my buddy Eric. He's actually, I think, driving up here from Evansville, Indiana. He's listening to the Joe and Alex Show. He said he was listening on our app, and now he's actually listening to us right now on the radio. So shout-out to everybody. If you are listening to us right now, honk your horn, because we want to hear it. There's a bit of a delay, but what's going on? Producer MYK is definitely listening right there. Alex, when you were a kid, what was your dream? What was your aspiration that you wanted to be? Was it to be a radio person, a personality, to be on TV and on the radio?
I wanted to be a storm chaser. I was obsessed with the movie Twister. I would watch the Weather Channel for hours. There was a anchor on the Weather Channel at the time named Alexandra, and I freaked out because my name's Alexandra. Yeah, I was obsessed with storms. Obsessed.
Like, do you think that could have been you or that would be you?
Well, I'm not smart enough to be a meteorologist. That's what it really came down to. I could barely pass basic math and science, let's be real.
No offense to any of our meteorologist friends or anything, but I mean, they're only right like half the time anyways.
That's true. It's kind of a guessing thing, isn't it?
All right, well, the top jobs came out. They're saying for these young kids, like, what they want to be and what they want to do.
Oh, really? What's on there? Kids.
All right, well, let's start from kind of like the bottom up to the top. Some kids still want to be a lawyer. About 6% of them want to be that. Then there's coming in ninth is writer, an athlete, or a teacher, which back in the day was for me like number one. I wanted to be like a sports person. I wanted to play baseball because that's my number one sport. And I think I wanted to play basketball, even though I couldn't jump when I hit like middle school. I was just a fat kid.
Yeah.
Because like in elementary school, I was a tall guy that could play ball all day. But then everybody had a growth spurt. And I'm like, oh.
You would have been good for football because you're so huge.
Yeah, I could have been like a lineman or something.
Totally.
Like that, but I'm slow. But then working their way up there, these are kind of interesting. The top three things that kids want to be now. Number three, musician or a singer. I think that's always kind of been that way.
When I was six, I wanted to be a singer.
What kind of music would you sing? Like, would you like
Britney Spears?
Really? In your household, though, you grew up in a really conservative, like, church.
Oh no,
household.
It wasn't allowed. I was sneaking.
Oh, what song would you have done? Like, ooh, baby,
all of them.
Baby, how was I?
Christina,
supposed to
Aaron
know?
Carter, Britney, NSYNC. I was obsessed.
What Aaron Carter song were you singing? Like, was it House Party or something like that?
The Aaron's Party, come get
yeah.
it.
Gotta get it now.
Aaron, oh Aaron.
This is how
that's how I beat Shaq.
Now you've got blogger or vlogger. That's the second thing.
Oh my gosh. Can I just tell you that is my secret dream job now? Like, I want to do radio,
still?
But on the side, whenever I get married. Okay, so like the number one thing a guy could say to me on a first date would be like, would you ever want to have a YouTube channel? And then I'm like putty in his hands because I think that is so cute.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Yeah, well, the guy's like, well, I have a camera. Why don't we set it up real quick?
And ew.
We'll do some mic checking right there.
Not like that.
So that's number two. About 20% of these younger kids surveyed out of 1,000 said that. And the number one thing, it's kind of along the same thing. You said they want to have a really successful YouTube channel, so kind of like a blogger or a vlogger. And you know what blows my mind? The things, and you probably know more than I do, Alex, the things that are huge on YouTube that people just watch all day. Like, you know what gets me? Blows my mind? Unboxing. People that like to watch unboxing.
It's fascinating. I'm one of those people.
You are one of those people?
I love unboxing videos.
Now, from what I know, and I want Alex to explain why she likes it, but if you don't know, unboxing is, for example, let's say I got like a brand new iPhone or just anything, a box. It's the whole process of like, well, here's the box. Then you slowly open it and you look at everything and you plug it in. But it's the whole process. Am I missing anything?
No, that's literally it.
So,
especially if it's a toy. Kids are obsessed with those toy videos. Like the girl like opens a new toy and plays with it, or like plays with Play-Doh.
So what is it for you then? Like, why do you like it so much? Because you're an adult woman.
Well, you know, the unboxing videos that I'm watching are like haul videos and stuff. It's like seeing what people buy. Like, for example, if somebody orders a bunch of stuff from Sephora and then opens the box slowly and then shows me what she bought, it's like I'm living vicariously through her. Like, I'm pretending like I just bought all this stuff and I'm excited to get it. I don't know how to explain it. It's like I can spend the money without actually spending the money whenever I watch unboxing videos.
God, it's just so crazy how things can change, because I think everybody when we were growing up wanted to be like a cop or a lawyer or like an athlete.
No, but a vlogger.
A YouTuber and unbox things.
No, I think the vlogger type of people that people are thinking of are people like Bethany.
The Shaytards?
Shaytards right now are kind of non-existent because Shay Carl just went to rehab and got busted for talking to that porn star and all that stuff a couple months ago.
But let's say none of that happened. That's kind of what they were
doing? Yeah, I'm trying to think of what that girl's name, Bethany something. She was on Dancing with the Stars, but she's like one of the most famous vloggers ever. But people like that are like, you know, I've talked on the air before about how much I love Sam and Nia. I watch them every single day.
So, all right, well, it's interesting. That was your number one thing that kids actually say they want to do now.